Joining me on the telephone right now is Randy Denman, president of the Ouachita River Valley Association, or ORVA. And Randy, you'll be one of our panelists coming up Tuesday night at KEDM's Policy and a Pint. Tell me a little bit about some of the problems that are facing our Ouachita River.
Well, we do have some significant long-term problems. The funding, you know, for the locks and dams on the river has been greatly reduced over the last 5 or 6 years. The two upper locks don't operate 24/7 at the moment. But the bigger problem is the long-term funding forecast that maybe they might just open the lock, no longer operate them, in which case you wouldn't have a pool on the river. It would almost go dry in the summer. So I don't know. I think there's been a few pictures generated, and I actually have a few pictures of the river back before we had the lock. You'd have no navigation, no recreation, no water supply, no sewer and industrial waste discharge at that point. And that's something we're trying to prevent.
So, Randy, tell me a little bit about the Ouachita River Valley Association. Why were you guys founded, and what is your mission as an association?
We've been around about 100 years, but we are a private organization that is an advocate for the river. We're funded primarily by the industries that use the river, both to draw water out of it, to discharge into it, and to use it as navigation.
Randy, if you had to put a number grade on the health of our system now, what would you give us on a 1 to 10 scale?
Probably at the very moment, maybe a 6. I'd have to get the numbers, but we have $20 to $30 million in deferred maintenance just on the locks and dams. It's up from what I would say it was a few years ago, which I would have put it at a 3 or 4.
Have you seen a decrease in commercial business traffic with folks you deal with on the river? And if so, what could account for that?
Certainly, a significant reduction in commerce on the river, and just uncertainty and the lack of maintenance. We have a shortage of dredging money, too. I didn't really talk about that earlier, but the amount of money that the federal government is dedicated to dredging the channel. We have a few critical spots. When you get north of Monroe, the federally authorized channel, I think it's 9 foot and 100 wood width, is not fully in place. And then we have some areas on the south end of the river where we have some silted in areas that haven't been addressed by the federal government.
If we got into this situation where the Corps of Engineers just walks away from the Ouachita River, what would that do to industries that draw water from the river right now?
That'd be devastating. You know, we're actually undertaking an economic impact study at the moment to determine what that number might be annually. But it's significant. It's in the hundreds of millions of dollars probably annually. We won't know the exact numbers till we get this economic impact study that ULM's doing complete. But that's part of the reason for the study, is to quantify the consequences of this to the federal government.
You can ask your questions of our panelists and Randy Denman at Policy in a Pint, coming up Tuesday night at Eskew's on the Ouachita. To find out more, visit KEDM.org.